This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in studio, we are joined by Mark LeBlanc from the band Phil J and the Record Breakers. Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So let's talk about your musical project, Phil J and the Record Breakers. What can you tell us about this project?
Phil J and the Record Breakers. The project is a real brainstorm from our singer-songwriter, Phil J, Philippe Jalicar, who, I have known him almost all my life growing up. We grew up in the same neighborhood. And in 2004, we kind of just met on the street, and he said that he had some project that he wanted to get off the ground, and he knew that I did play drums. And so it just really grew from there. We were only a duo, so we managed to put out a CD, a project. And then from there, we kind of gathered steam by networking and meeting up with other people. We met our bass player, Christian Pilon, and we have a cellist, Karine Imamedjian, who also joined the fray since 2004.
And that's such a great setup, and an unusual setup for an ensemble for a rock band, to have drums, bass, cello, and then Phil. And Phil plays guitar?
He plays the guitar, and he's the singer as well.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, cello adds a wonderful texture. And I was just sitting here thinking, I don't think I've ever had the main person speaking. I don't think I've ever interviewed the drummer in the band. The drummers are usually either not coming into the studio, or they kind of sit on the side and watch their front men do all the talking. So this is very cool that you're coming in here and speaking on behalf of the band.
Well, thank you. I do notice that a lot of times the drummers are the quiet ones in the band. I'm kind of the quiet one when it comes to the creation and the production, but when it comes to promoting, I might be the louder one. So I enjoy going out and meeting people and trying to promote ourselves and myself as well.
Now tell us a little bit about the kind of music. What could listeners expect?
Well, from our latest album, Clear Blue Sky, we kind of varied our music, I guess, our performance. We have some songs that have a little bit of techno to it, but all in all, we're more a soft rock, I guess you could say, soft rock acoustic band. We're really trying to get on the radio. That's our main goal, and then from there we'll see what happens. So we have a commercial sound to it. We're not some kind of new discovery. We're just not trying to reinvent the wheel either. We're just trying to push our product and get on the radio.
Cool. And do you enjoy playing live as well?
I certainly do. Yeah, I noticed that the more and more that I play live, the more comfortable I feel on stage. I guess my alter ego, we can call it, comes out in me, and I feel so at home and so secure on stage. I guess I have enough confidence in my talent or in my passion that it just translates and it just calms me, and I really feel at home on stage.
And how do you write music as a group? Is it all Phil who writes it on his own and then brings it to you, and you all just fill in the blanks, or do you like to collaborate in the songwriting process?
Well, our past two projects, Philip has done all the singing, the songwriting, and the composing, and everything to do with the creation or from the birth of the song. And yes, as you said, we do add, fill in the blanks. We add our little steps and our little things that we want to add. And I'm trying to move into collaborating more with Phil, mostly on the lyric side. He likes to base himself on some poetry that he writes himself, and I would like to collaborate with him and add and see what comes out of that.
Now, do you write songs as well in your spare time that no one gets to hear? Are you interested in songwriting or not so much?
Not so much.
Okay. No. Speaking of being an acoustic act, you're going to be playing at Melina Suchan's Acoustic Nights, the fourth edition of this really wonderful Montreal showcase of acoustic talent. That's going to be on August 17th, coming up Tuesday.
Correct.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, I started corresponding with Melina through Facebook, actually, through a network of friends. And I did see that she had some kind of ad for an Acoustic Nights series of concerts, and us being an acoustic band, I just put two and two together, and I got in touch with Melina, and so we turned out that she liked what we our sound, and that she put us on the next showcase, which, as you said, is coming up this Tuesday.
She does great curating for these events, and we've had a lot of artists who have appeared in her showcase on this show, and there are always events not to be missed. So that's going to be August 17th. Definitely check it out, Acoustic Nights Montreal. Now you have two records out. Tell us a little bit about how you came about to record these albums. Were these long, drawn-out processes?
Yeah, well, the first one wasn't. The first one, actually...
Really?
Phil had already written and recorded all of the parts, all of the tracks, except the drums. And that's when we met. He said if I was able to come in and lay down the tracks just for the drums. So that part was really just a weekend, and then after came the post-production. Our latest effort... was a little
Clear Blue Sky.
Clear Blue Sky is a was a more lengthy, drawn out process. We had more people involved, and the whole process took about 15 months, I think, from the time that we first stepped into the studio till we were able to get a fresh copy off of the press.
Yeah, that's not an unusual timeline given the industry right now and everyone out there trying to produce their own records. It sounds like a really reasonable amount of time, and certainly worth the effort, because your record is definitely something worth checking out. And our listeners can go check out this album and learn more about the band at indierecords.com. Now, Indie Records is spelled I-N-D-Y, Indie, and then Records is with a Z at the end, R-E-K-O-R-D-Z.com. So it's worth checking out. And you're also going to be performing on the 17th of August with Acoustic Nights. So that's also something to be on the lookout for. And we're going to take a listen now to track number 9 off of your record. It's called Unreal. What can you tell us about this song?
Unreal was a track that was supposed to be put on our first project, but it was kind of shelved. And then we just kept it in mind, and we just popped it in on this album as a last resort. And it really turned out well. Our recording engineer added some effects that we really enjoyed, and it has a very commercial sounding sound to it, and a lot of harmonies and vocals, and I'm sure it'll be a big hit. Well, I hope so,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's lovely music. Please keep up the good work, the craftsmanship, the art of it. It's beautiful. And I hope, I'm glad that we can help you in your journey today of getting on the radio more. And certainly if there are any other producers out there listening, you know, please listen to what Mark is saying and give him a shout and see if you can get his tracks and spin them a bit. This band deserves airplay. So thank you very much for being here today. Good luck with everything and have a great show on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Unreal by Phil J and the Record Breakers, only on Mike FM.